When our sons were playing high school football, their job was to run their body into other guys' bodies. Yeah, they were linemen. They blocked. Of course, one of the great rewards for all this body slamming was when they could stop or deflect an opposing lineman. Yeah, thus opening up a hole through which their teammates could run with the ball. And the good ball carriers knew what they had to do. Spot the opening and go through it as fast as they could. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the prayer that can change an eternity. So, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. There are four guys, and they're here with a friend who needed to get to Jesus. They looked for an opening to get this friend to Jesus, and he actually created an opening to do it. Here's what it says. So many gathered to hear Jesus that there was no room left, not even outside the door. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Well, later Jesus healed him and gave him the power to walk. These four find-an-opening men not only got their friend to Jesus, they got a lot more than they ever could have imagined. Now, in your life, there's probably someone you would like to get to Jesus. Someone who needs what only the Savior can do for them. Someone you want to take to heaven with you. The stakes are a lot higher than any football game. We're talking eternity here. We're talking life or death. But like a player trying to get to the goal, you have to be determined to find an opening, to look for some natural opportunity to bring up Jesus. Most of us miss those openings because we're not consciously praying for them and looking for them and hoping for them. Paul gives us what I call the three open prayer. You can't be around me too long and not hear this. It's a prayer you should be praying daily about the people you want to bring to Jesus. It's in Colossians 4, 3 and 4. Pray for us that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. The three open prayer. Prayed with the name of a lost person you care about. Lord, please open a door. And what's a door? Well, that's a natural opportunity to tell him or her about your Jesus. Secondly, open their heart. In other words, Lord, make them ready to hear about you. And then the third open my mouth when you open the door. Good news here. You don't have to add to your prayer if it be your will. It is. You won't find many openings to just dump your beliefs about Jesus on your friend. No. What you need to do is be ready to share the difference Jesus makes in real life for you. That's what they want to know, your hope story. They don't necessarily want to know what all the beliefs are, what meetings you go to. They want to know, what does Jesus change? What difference does having a Savior make for you in your lonely times, your depressing times? How are you different as a parent or a husband or a wife? How about when there's not enough money? Or how does Jesus affect meeting the challenges of being single? Or tragedy, or pain, or times of big decisions? What difference does he make at the funeral? Those kinds of things come up all the time. Are you ready to tell how Jesus has made the difference for you in times like these? And then to move from that into how the sin wall comes down so you can have this kind of a life-changing relationship with Jesus? If you've got someone you want to take to heaven with you, pray for an opening to bring up Jesus. Look for an opening. Or like those determined friends tearing up the roof, make an opening. Lord, open a door. Lord, open their heart. Lord, open my mouth. You follow the blocking of the Holy Spirit of God. You go through that opening with the life-saving news of a personal relationship with the Son of God.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.